prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org.
You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head,
but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Hello, time travelers.
Oh, this is heavy, Doc. I mean, it's like I was just here yesterday.
You were here yesterday, Marty. You were.
Hi, my name is Joe. I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO, Bedford, Mass.
It's actually listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. He's my sassy man crush.
I'm listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford. Yeehaw!
We're sending you back to the future!
I sometimes fancy Chris Earle's little time travel radio show.
I really like that hat, Marty.
Thanks, Ben.
Gotta be the wrong year.
Hey, Doc! Where are you going now? Back to the future?
Nope. Already been there.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her. I have been looking all over for you.
This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, like I'm kissing my brother.
I'm afraid you're just too darn
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
Thank you.
it's Groundhog Day. Again? And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil, who's just about to tell us how much more winter we can expect.
Hello, time travelers. My name is Chris Earle. Here with you till 8 p.m. It's Groundhog Day. Doing a whole bunch of clips about Groundhog Day with music based on it.
Well, I'll take whatever I want. And baby, I want you. You give me something I need. Now tell me I got something for you. Come on, come on, come on and do it. Come on and do what you do.
Greetings, Medford, Massachusetts. Once again, it's Chris Earle bringing back time travel for you. What better day to do it than Groundhog Day 2024? There's not too many time travel holidays. Time travel, of course, can happen every day, and it does. But Groundhog Day, especially based on the movie, it's time travel. You got to do time travel on Groundhog Day. So here's the good news. Everybody cheered. Phil. In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, Friday, February 2nd, 2024. Punxsutawney Phil predicted that we will see an early spring, everybody. Cheers. Cheers are in store. An early spring, everybody. It hardly ever happens. It's like 1 out of 12, 1 out of 20. But he stayed up. And I think it's because of time travel. I think it's because I'm doing a whole show based on Groundhog Day, the groundhog. Our co-host today is Phil Connors of the WPBH Action News Team. WPGBH. It's Pittsburgh, Action News 9. Left a number out there, a letter. One of the two. If you're still at work, leave. It's 5:10. What are you doing? My mind's still a little off. I'm getting into weekend mode. Getting into weekend mode. In the background here, Frosty the Snowman, done by The Ventures, from the album Christmas Cocktails. Because I know you enjoy a cocktail any time of the year. Groundhog Day included. Plus, you know, you weren't expecting to hear this. And that's what I like to do. I like to throw you off a little bit. I like to educate as well as entertain. And I like to throw you off. I want people to think, like, what the hell am I listening to? That boy is crazy. That boy is crazy. Here's more. Are you ready?
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire, and they get warm, and then they come back, and they sing some more.
Yeah, they're hicks, Rita.
The groundhog is out, everybody. The groundhog is out. Let's dance.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can go if we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
It's safe to dance, oh, well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
We can dance if we want to, we've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I say, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say, we can dance, everything's out of control. But we can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, everybody look at your hands. But we can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
What are you doing for dinner?
Something else.
Whoever asks you why or why, you put them through this heat. 'Cause each and every time, I want to tell you B-Y-E, goodbye.
on your mind?
Would you tell me?
Something's on your mind?
Would you tell me?
Something's on your mind?
Something's on your mind?
You've got something on your mind?
Would you tell me?
Something's on your mind?
Would you tell me?
Something's on your mind?
Something's on your mind?
Something's on your mind?
Something's on your mind?
Something on your mind?
Would you tell me?
Something's on your mind?
Would you tell me?
Something's on your mind?
Something's on your mind? Would you tell me?
Yeah, from the second greatest movie about a rodent, a groundhog in particular, the Caddyshack soundtrack, that's Hilly Michaels with Something on Your Mind. And what's on your mind today? Hogs. Groundhogs in particular. Punxsutawney Phil, he stayed out. He stayed out. He never stays out, but he stayed out today. You know why? Because it's Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. That's why. He's promoting this all week. It's exciting. Time Travel's back. But it's Time Travel 2.0. That means it's a better show. That means I'm going to do the extra work for you. I don't know when I'm going to be on next week. I have no idea. We got a new schedule coming. Maybe I'll be back on Wednesday. Maybe I'll be here on Friday. That's what time travel is all about, though. I'm going to land wherever I land. And maybe you'll be on. Maybe you won't. Who knows? Candlemas. Did you know that Groundhog Day was related to Candlemas? Well, it is. Look it up. Candlemas, known as the Feast. The presentation of J.C., the Feast of the Purification, the Blessed V.M., Virgin Mary, the Feast of the Holy Encounter. It's a Christian feast day. Anyway, it's Groundhog Day. It's related to that, but it's not that. The Pennsylvania Dutch, they had some kind of superstition where they're like, hey, is the groundhog going to stick its head out of the hole? Well, if it does and it stays in, we're going to plant the strawberries early. We're going to have some Pennsylvania Dutch noodles. Maybe throw on a couple kielbasa, some chorizo, some baked beans, Boston baked. I don't know. What do they eat in Pennsylvania? Philly steaks? Yeah. Nice Philly steak. You can make it out of the groundhog even, I think. Who knows? Anyway, Punxsutawney Phil, it's spring, everybody. It's all dance naked on the streets. It's spring. All right, let's do the next song. And then it's going to do another clip. So it's going to be like clip song, clip song, clip song. Maybe me in between, clip song, clip song. Edward's going to come out here and then clip song. Edward's going to do a show. I'm going to be driving home at that point, celebrating a groundhog with a kielbasa and a soda. Bud Light? No, soda.
Where have you been?
It was horrible. A giant leech got me.
It's Eve 6, everybody. Eve 6. We never hear from these guys anymore. They're great.
Bye.
Gosh, you're an upbeat lady.
It's Groundhog Day, everybody. It's Chris Earle. It's Time Travel 2.0. The groundhog saw itself. The woodchuck, the marmot, the ground squirrel. For now, we dance. We're excited. It's going to be spring soon. It's Daft Punk, WMFO in Medford. Time Travel with Chris Earle with you until 8 p.m.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Happy Groundhog Day.
They say we're young and we don't know. Won't find out till we grow.
Well, I don't know while that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. I got you, babe.
They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent.
I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
You're a clown, and if I get scared, you're
put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you, I won't let go. I got you to love me so. I got.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. Happy Groundhog Day. All right, I'm kidding. Happy Groundhog Day, everybody. It is Chris Earle. It is Time Travel 2.0 here with you until 8 p.m. And joining me today is Phil Connors from the WPBH Action News Team, who went to Punxsutawney and met Punxsutawney Phil. And it looks like it's going to be an early spring, everybody. So they say just a few more weeks of winter, and then it's going to be an early spring. Other things that the groundhog is known as: Chuck, wood shark, the ground pig, the whistle pig, the old whistler, the thick wood land beaver, the Canadian marmot, the monax, the moonak, the weenusk, the red monk, the land beaver, the sifla, the prairie badger, the ground squirrel, the marmot. How much wood can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? The answer is a lot. It's Time Travel 2.0. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Let's do another clip from the movie Groundhog Day, and then a little Iva Biggin. I bet you didn't expect to hear a little Iva Biggin today, did you? No, you did not.
Nothing going on. We're closing the road. Big blizzard moving in.
What blizzard? It's a couple of flakes.
Don't you listen to the weather. We got a major storm here.
I make the weather. All of this moisture coming up out of the Gulf is going to push out to the east and hit El Judah.
Now, you got that moisture on your head. Now you can go back to Punxsutawney, or you can go ahead and freeze to death. It's your choice. So what's it going to be?
I'm thinking.
Well, you can't have a shack with a snowman, 'cause his knob is made of snow. And you'll get no poke from a frozen bloke, and he'll say no to an Eskimo. Oh, you can't have a gobble or a blowman, or a nice... Hey, he might be rigid, but he's much too frigid, and his knob could melt away. Well, you can't have a shag with a snowman, with an icicle for a tool. He's frozen through, he's got snowballs too, and so he just can't lose his cool. Oh, he might be a sweet whisper low man, but he'll only make you blush. 'Cause if he tries more, then his knob will thaw, and he'll have a premature slush. If you sit on his nose and bounce, you'll get a lift. You'll get your assets frozen, just supposing you get my drift. So the next time that you make a snowman,
make a nice snow lady too. with freezing tits for squeezing bits for the snowman to love true. And Santa Claus, the ho-ho-ho man, will take them on his sleigh. And they can f*** where the penguins cluck at the North Pole far away. At the North Pole far away.
As I've a biggin, can't have a shag with a snowman. And he explained why. Let's continue on with Groundhog Day. It's Time Travel 2.0 here on WMFO in Medford. Carl Weathers died. Apollo Creed, man. Apollo Creed, right at the beginning of Black History Month. Come on. Apollo Creed? I'm going to have to play some Rocky for you. But right now, we're going to continue on with the special of the day, which is a time travel episode, Time Travel 2.0, Groundhog Day 2024. The good news is the groundhog stayed out. That's what we like. We like our hog to stay out so we can have an early spring. That's what's happening, everybody. It's Medford. It's WMFO in Medford. It is WMFO 91.5 FM in Medford. It is 855-915-WMFO is the studio line, but don't call today because I ain't picking up. I got stuff to do. It's all about the groundhog, everybody. The groundhog.
This is pitiful. 1,000 people freezing their butts off waiting to worship a rat. What a hype. Groundhog Day used to mean something in this town. They used to pull the hog out and they used to eat it. You're hypocrites. All of you.
Rat patrol, everybody. Rat Patrol, WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. It's Groundhog Day, Time Travel 2.0.
Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hip.
You're bringing me to touch. But it's the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Groundhog Day, and I have somebody very special that's on the line here. It's Punxsutawney Phil calling in from Pennsylvania. Can you hear me?
How's it going, Chris? It's me, Punxsutawney Phil.
How you doing, Punxsutawney Phil? I heard that you came out today. You came out, and it's going to be an early spring. How many more weeks of winter do we have?
Well, Chris, first of all, I just want to say I was sleeping in my hole, minding my own business, when this man opens my door, and next thing you know, he's reaching into my hole, got the top hat on, and I don't know what's going on. You know, me and Mrs. Groundhog, you know, kind of doing our thing. Now I got to come out of this hole. It's cold outside. It's dark. And I got this guy looking at me, and guess what? I don't see my shadow.
You didn't see your shadow?
Nope. Going to be a quick spring, my friend. Quick spring.
I'm looking forward to it, yeah. How are you going to celebrate?
Well, me and the missus are going to go out for a nice cold, nice steak tonight. Nice steak dinner, me and the missus.
Yep.
And then I'm going to sit back in my hot tub with a nice cigar, and we're going to celebrate the early spring.
Beautiful. Did you have a lot of people there? People there celebrating? They must have been really excited. It doesn't happen too often where we get the early spring. It's like a 1 in 12 or something like that.
Yeah, Chris, I don't get it. I don't know what's going on with these people. I got thousands of people looking at me. I just want to be left alone. Can't they just mind their business? Leave me in the midst alone. Early spring, late spring, what's the big deal?
I hear you. It's been going on for a long, long time. How old are you? How old does a groundhog live at this point? Are you eternal?
I'm 375 years old.
375?
I'm old, Chris. I'm old. I just want to be left alone. I'm trying to get the junior groundhog to take over my job. He won't do it, though. He won't step up and take the job.
I hear you. Have you seen Phil Connors in the WGBH or the Pittsburgh Action News team?
Yeah, they're out there too, Phil. God, Chris, I can't get away from them. They won't leave me alone.
I hear you. Well, you try to relax. You try to enjoy yourself. I know people are very excited about an early spring, so we have that to look forward to, and we have you to thank for that.
You know, speaking to you, Chris, is a great way to say thank you, and I appreciate you very much. Thanks for saying thank you.
We do enjoy you. We do enjoy you, and we appreciate your hard work, and make sure you say hello to Mrs. Phil, Puxatawny Phil.
Don't worry. I'll take care of her. If she's lucky, maybe she'll see some early spring, too. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds good. Yeah, I hear you.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, we'll see you in 2025, I hope.
Oh, man, I hope so. I can't wait for it.
All right, take care. Puxatawny Phil, everybody. Puxatawny Phil calling in to Time Travel 2.0 with Chris Earle. Here with you until 8 p.m. He's an old man, 375 years old. 375 years old. If we can only live half of that. He just wants a break, though. I can understand that. It's WMFO in Medford. It's Groundhog Day.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
I don't think so, but I could check with the kitchen.
She changed.
You listen to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Groundhog Day. I hope you are enjoying it. It's going to be an early spring. His little 38 special. That was Motley Crue with Same Old Situation. And here comes 38 Special with Same Old Feeling. Time travel here with you until 8 p.m.
Will you be checking out today, Mr. Connors?
Chance of departure today, 100%.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. soul, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. The time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes and I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. I hate to go.
What would you do if you were stuck in one place and every day was exactly the same and nothing that you did mattered?
That sums it up for me.
Listening to Time Travel 2.0.